You know what's amazing about politicians? They have this incredible ability to simultaneously claim they're winning at everything while also explaining why everything is rigged against them. It's like being the star quarterback who keeps winning games but also insists the referees are cheating. Politicians today are like that friend who brags about being the best driver in the world while also claiming every other driver on the road is part of a conspiracy to make them look bad. I'm amazing, but also everything is unfair. Take a lane, literally. We've got politicians saying, everything I touch turns to gold, the economy is booming because of me, unemployment is down, the stock market loves me, and then in the same breath going, but the system is so rigged, I might not win. Dude, if you're so great, why are you worried about fair elections? Shouldn't people be lining up to vote for Mr. Golden Touch? It's like a restaurant owner claiming they have the best food in town, but also trying to bribe the health inspector. If your burgers are truly amazing, why are you worried about someone checking the kitchen? Politicians have mastered the art of having it both ways. I'm the most popular leader in history, but also I'm being persecuted more than anyone in history. That's some impressive mental gymnastics right there. They deserve a gold medal in cognitive dissonance. The beautiful contradiction is this. I'm so successful that everyone loves me, but the system is so corrupt that they might not let me win. It's like saying you're the most attractive person at the party, but also claiming the lighting is rigged against you. You'll hear politicians say, we're making America great again, everything is perfect, we're winning so much you'll get tired of winning, followed immediately by, but we need to change all these rules because they're unfair. If everything's so great, what exactly needs to be fixed? It's the political equivalent of a student saying, I'm the smartest kid in class, everyone knows it, I get the best grades, while simultaneously arguing that the grading system is biased against them. Well, which is it? Are you crushing it, or are you being crushed by the system? Politicians today sound like that guy at the bowling alley who keeps getting strikes but also keeps complaining that his lane is warped. I'm amazing at this game, but also this game is impossible to win fairly. The really funny part is when they claim to be outsiders fighting the establishment while simultaneously being the establishment. I'm here to drain the swamp, says the guy who's been swimming in the swamp for decades. It's like a fish complaining about how wet everything is. We've created a political culture where admitting that maybe, just maybe, you might lose fair and square is career suicide. So instead, we get this weird doublespeak where everyone is simultaneously the greatest leader of all time and also the most unfairly treated victim in political history. Politicians are like that athlete who keeps winning championships but also keeps insisting the sport itself is rigged against them. I'm the best player who ever lived, but also the rules are unfair and the other teams cheat. You can't be both the undisputed champion and the underdog victim of a conspiracy. Here's the thing that gets me. If you're really as popular and successful as you claim, wouldn't fair elections be your best friend? If everyone loves you and everything you do is perfect, shouldn't you be begging for the most transparent, fair election possible? It's like a poker player with a royal flush complaining about the rules of the game. If your hand is that good, why are you worried about how the cards are dealt? The modern politician's playbook seems to be take credit for everything good, blame everything bad on unfair systems, claim to be both winning and losing simultaneously, and somehow make it all sound reasonable. And the craziest part? It works. Voters eat it up. We've trained an entire electorate to accept contradictions as long as they're delivered with enough confidence. So next time you hear a politician explaining how they're the greatest leader in history but also can't win without changing all the rules, just remember, you're not witnessing politics. You're watching performance art. Very expensive, very consequential performance art.